Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are last Americans. We are last Americans. We are last.
What up? It's me running the ship tonight, everybody. Oh, my God. We're going to crash and burn.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
How's it going?
It's going, man. I missed you guys. I didn't get to see you on Wednesday, so I was, like, freaking bummed. I was bummed.
Yeah. It's been a long week, dude. It's been a long week, so.
Yeah, I
can't remember what. Chris's anniversary. That's what was going on.
It
was
where did he go? Do you know where he went?
No. They went out to dinner, I think, or something. And I'd worked a long day, so I was like, yeah, we'll call it a day, dude. A little mini vacation, if you will.
I get you. So, all right. Well, yeah, because like next Friday is going to be like the Friday for Thanksgiving. So I don't know if we're going to do a show then or not, but might be a little busy on my end.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually, we're going to be out of town. I know we're out of town on Thanksgiving and Friday. So I might be back Friday night, though. So we'll have to talk about that and figure out. But it is holiday week. So we'll see. You know, we'll have to see what's going on.
Hell yeah, brother. So what did you guys do today? Did you work today?
Anyways, yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, you got that delay, bro.
Yeah, I did. I did some shifts today. Hey, Chris is obviously here, so so he is working a late day. But yeah, dude, I'm just had a bunch of stuff to do and got over here to Chris's house, and he's like, he had to go on a couple extra routes, I think. So,
dude, it's like every Friday
is what
now.
It is. So,
what is this?
Well, it's holiday season, so. I'm a little delayed, so when you guys get the phone calls, I'll do my best to try to get you guys in there. So
yeah, you're gonna feel my pain, bro.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm feeling my pain.
But you got any plans? You got any plans for Thanksgiving? Or
yeah, so apparently where we used to live above the gym, they made that into this studio, dude, like musical studio, because Uncle Dean has a lot of money. And he's like half owner of the building now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or there's something like that. Like he's helping out, like run the building. And then also he's renovating. He's helping to renovate it. And dude, like the gym. So I don't know. Remember Dave Woods, that shop that was like right next door. It was like Woods Goods. You know what I mean? Like furniture, bedding, all that stuff. Yeah. Well, he ended up dying. So they had like leased out a section of the building. And you guys on the chat, you guys can call anytime you want. But he ended up dying. And so what Ron is doing is he's converting that Dave Woods section into more gym. And so they're going to like tear the whole fucking wall down. And like right now they're renovating that whole side of it. So it's going to be like this. It was already a massive gym. Like the biggest gym in town. Now it's going to be just fucking unbelievably massive.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, you know. He's gonna start competing with the purple company, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good old Planet, you know what. But yeah. I mean, it sucks that Dave Woods died, but it's like, you know, eventually he was gonna move out of that part of the building anyway, but
that's good though. I mean, it's good that he has an opportunity to grow. So that's a positive thing. So, and our kids started vacation today. So,
oh, seriously?
Are your kids on vacation?
No. I mean, I think they'll have to go to school next week. Yeah, for sure. And up until Wednesday.
Yeah. So your kids are off all week next week. So they got like 9 days or some shit.
Yeah. Well, that's how Kelso is. I just talked to, I went to your wife's work today. And I was chatting it up with someone and they're like, yeah, Kelso kids are all out next week. I'm like, what? A whole week?
Yeah. Dang, they got out like 11 in the morning today. So they only went like a partial day today. And then, yeah, they're good. So, which is good. They'll have some time off and we can do so. Next week, we're going to, on Thanksgiving, we're actually going to a hot rod show. I think Chris and Ash and the kids are going too. And then they're coming back. And then we're driving into Galveston. I think we're going to stay the night in Galveston on Thursday night for Thanksgiving. And then, do the beach and shit and fucking come back Friday. So get a little mini vacay, and then Jill's parents are coming the Wednesday after. So we'll have a house full the week after that for a late Thanksgiving.
Is Jill's parents moving down there?
No, not yet. They're coming down. Her mom and dad and her brother are going to be down here, and her grandma's here right now. So her grandma's considering it. Her parents are talking about maybe eventually getting like a second home here.
Yeah, like a vacation home or something.
Kind of fun. Little Airbnb vacation home that they can make some money on or something, you know?
Hell yeah.
So calls? We haven't got nobody calling, huh?
I guess not.
Anyways,
I'm just gonna drink my Yeah, up. I know. Have you like been paying attention to anything that's been going on lately, like in the news?
Yeah. I've been trying to pay a little bit more attention, but you know, it depends on what you're talking about, I guess. The January 6th stuff, I find interesting that they're actually releasing all the videos. That stuff's interesting to me.
But what do you think they're going to find out that we aren't like that we don't already know?
Well, I mean, you're talking like I talk, bro. I mean, I agree with you, but I do think that the more video that comes out, I think people are, you know, seeing more that it wasn't quite the violent thing that it was kind of played out to be, you know. What that actually does, I don't know, but I will tell you, I've seen more videos this past week of Democrats switching over to the Trump card, man. Even the one that shocked me was
Michael Rappaport. What's
that freaking? Yes, dude.
Yeah,
yes,
dude.
Yeah, I saved that. Now he to be fair, he came out and said he's still going to call him like a limp dick, old fucking noodle dick Trump.
Well, no, but it was like it was a pork dick or something. But oh, we got a call. Pork dick. Yeah. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
It's one and only.
Oh, well, hello there. Is this Banielson?
Yes, sir, it is.
Right on. What's up, dude?
What the fuck? My chat closed out.
What's up, man?
Oh, I was calling to talk about what you guys were talking about. I was just thinking about talking about that since no one else was calling. But for one, the J6 and the Michael Rapinoe thing was fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what took that guy so long to realize, like, Biden's a piece of shit. Like, did he think that Biden was going to be any better? Or I don't know. But I don't know. What's your take on it?
I think he had the kind of the derangement syndrome. You know what I'm saying? That he thought anything would be better than Trump. And I think after hearing him talk, where he was basically saying, like, if you're throwing me Biden and Trump, I'm sorry, man. I might vote for Trump, you know, because
Trump's
he's
on
like,
the table.
I just want
he says,
to be back to he wants our economy to be back to normal. He said there's fucking wars going on. There's all kinds of shit. And let's be real, Trump didn't have that shit. So, I mean, it's good. I'm glad to hear him being honest with himself.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Banielson?
I think it is. It's starting to happen. I mean, like Bongino always says, has it gotten bad enough yet? I think it's starting to get there to where these people that anyone but Trump are realizing that voting Democrat's not the answer. But I mean, well, voting Biden's not the answer because now you got Biden pretty much endorsing Newsom for the job.
Yeah. Well, now, so one thing that Rappaport did say is that if it's Biden or Trump, he's going to like Trump's on the table. Right. But what if it's someone else in Trump?
Yeah.
Then it's not Trump.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. It's not a like major victory. Like All it's telling you is that Joe Biden is awful, and exactly. everybody's realizing that he's awful.
Yeah.
And even The Rock on Joe Rogan would not, you know, he just kept saying, well, I know people that support Joe Biden. And Joe Rogan's like, you do? You actually know some of his story? He's like, well, you know, the Democratic Party. Like, they'd be foolish not to put somebody else against Trump. At this point, like, I think it's pretty clear that Joe Biden, even among Democrats, is just not, he does not have what it takes. And so if they don't put Newsom up or something, they're going to be fucked.
Yeah, so I don't know if they have something planned for Newsom, like an October surprise, you know what I mean? Like, if they decide to go with him, I feel like they're withholding some massive bombs that they're going to drop on him. Because, like, when he was running, and like, with the whole, like, vote was happening to kick him out, none of that shit came to surface because they still needed him as the governor, right? They still needed that pawn in play. And now I feel like if he is going to be at least like at the forefront of the runners, there might be some like PP tape or something that comes out on that guy where it's like Will Smith level. You know what I mean? Like I walked on, he was murdering them, you know?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
Oh, no, I was laughing at what Greg was saying. But, yes, I believe I've heard some people talk about it that Biden's only hanging on throughout the holidays. After the holidays, he's going to step down, and that's when he's going to give his full endorsement to Newsom or Big Mike or whoever they want to run as their next candidate, whether it be The Rock or whoever.
I don't know if it's going to be this soon. I feel like it's going to happen late.
Like, I mean, you can't get a name on the ballot if it happens a week before the election.
I don't see a situation where they push this out much longer, man. They need next year. They have to, like, get on the trail. You know what I'm saying? Like, them allowing Biden, for example, to, like, not get out and actually go have rallies and get up on stage and win people over, they can't do it again. So, like, I think they need to do it soon because Trump's ramping up. And I think if they don't get Gavin out there, I don't think it's Big Mike. I still don't think it's going to be Big Mike. But I think Gavin Newsom seems like the logical choice for the Democrats.
Yeah.
Their last Hail Mary. And he needs to get out and start doing his shit if he's going to do it, because it's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? Trump's gaining more momentum by the month. So, like, you push this out too long, you're digging yourself a huge hole.
Well, and I'm also hearing some stuff about The Rock again. Like, I saw an article saying The Rock said that he was going to run, or he was considering the run in 2020, and now he's back on the table again. He's back in, he was on, like, what, Capitol Hill today, not announcing that he was going to do anything, but he's getting into the picture again. He's on fucking Joe Rogan, you know?
Yeah, I think that was yesterday, but he's trying to get out there, but he's not out touring China or greeting Xi Jinping.
Well, like Elon Musk.
San Francisco, because it seems obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know if even The Rock, because people were criticizing The Rock for, like, you're making fun of the party, but you're not, like, telling people that you screwed up, because he was a huge supporter of Biden.
Yeah.
So instead of him coming out saying, hey, you know, like, I support the Democratic Party, but it was a mistake to vote for Joe Biden. Like, this has been a mistake. Like, he just kind of played it off like, oh, I didn't really, like, support either of them. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man.
Well,
he's not winning many favors either.
They need someone with charisma. You know what I mean? And The Rock is, like, nothing but charismatic. You know what I mean? And he's got the good looks, so the ladies are going to vote for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was great charisma. Him and Oprah begging people to donate money to Maui while they're sitting there rich in their mansions, not donating shit.
Well, I mean, who's going to really care about that, honestly?
I think
people in Maui will.
I think people will.
Dude, hopefully. Hopefully people do.
I think that, like, there's a time and a place for The Rock, and I'm not saying that he never will. He may. Like, he may want to do that, but I don't think this is the election for him to do it, because I think people are actually, like, in a bad place. If we were, like, doing okay, and, like, we were in that position where we were like, hey, let's just get somebody charismatic and, like, you know, we can, like, improve what we're doing, so be it. But, like, I think most people, he definitely ain't going to win Republicans over. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, most Republicans realize that we're in a bad place, and The Rock is not going to fix that. He does not have the experience to fix it.
Yeah.
So I just don't see him getting much momentum right now. If it was after the economy started doing good, maybe, you know? But Newsom and The Rock, could you imagine, like, if he was a VP candidate, like, to bring in that, like, Hollywood, fuck yeah, maybe, you know?
Yeah, I could see him being more of, like, the cheerleader, you know what I mean, for whoever is going to be the candidate. You know what I mean?
I just don't see having a wrestling background making you anywhere near anything good at being running a country.
No, not running a country, but that. Like Jesse Ventura, he was like, what, was he the governor of Minnesota? Governor.
Yeah, he was the governor, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you'd go to that level. Like, you wouldn't go to the countrywide level. You'd go like, I'll run for, like, the city or the state or something.
Well, the problem is you haven't heard of
that seat or something like that.
Yeah. What's that, Dave?
Yeah. You haven't heard his ideas. And that's the biggest problem with The Rock, right? Like, I'm not opposed to having an outsider want to run. I feel like that's the American thing, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, you want to try somewhat. And you have good ideas. Like, I'm all for it. But I don't know. The Rock has never said, like, what he would do to fix things or how he would be. If he had great ideas, we all know that the president's a puppet anyways. So, like, if he's got some good ideas, I'm down to hear him. But, like, yeah. I haven't heard him even talk about that.
Dude, we should do, like, a
smackdown on China's candy ass.
Okay. Yeah, candy ass China. Well, we should do, like, a pick'ems game or something, like a bet on who's going to actually be the nominee. We could do like VPs too, but like
Gavin Newsom, I think, is going to be the nominee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one else?
I think safest bet.
No, so like not even a black woman? Like Stacey Abrams?
Well, I got 10 bucks with AJ on, and Greg, I believe you bet Dave or Chris that it was going to be Michelle too.
I did. I have 10 bucks riding on this. Okay.
I got 10 bucks on it too on Big Mike.
Yeah.
Not going to be Big Mike, dude.
Well, and DeSantis dropped out, right? Or no, he hasn't dropped out yet.
No,
he hasn't. So
Christy did.
Okay, Chris. Wow, I didn't even know he was still a thing. But
Christy did, and what's his name? The black guy did.
Yeah.
Elder.
Larry Elder?
No, not Elder. Larry Elder wasn't even in it. Well, they wouldn't allow him to be in it.
He was in it, wasn't he? Because I'm pretty sure he was running, but they
wouldn't even let him in.
Oh, well, that's because he's the black face of white supremacy. Duh. Larry Elder is a white supremacist. Or, I mean, a black white supremacist. Shit, I don't know.
Tim Scott.
Where were you going with this, though? Because you were saying who's running. What is that? What was that have to do with anything? With Michelle Obama.
They weren't allowing him. Oh, wait, what?
Greg was starting to say something about, like, well, so-and-so dropped out. You were talking about Michelle Obama, but what do you mean? Like, you're saying, did DeSantis drop out? And then you're,
I was thinking about the betting money here. I was thinking, like, okay, because then, like, my, because I still owe you 10 bucks because I said that DeSantis was not going to run. So I'm still, I'm in the hole. But if DeSantis drops out or if he's not the nominee, then I'll still get the 10 bucks. Because I think you took that just as like a, you know, devil's advocate type of thing.
That he would be the nominee?
Yeah.
But
this is back in the day.
I'll get your opinion on something, Greg.
You cut out. But yeah, I think it'll wash, basically, because you lost 10, but I'm going to lose 10 because he's not going to be the fucking nominee.
Exactly.
So wash.
Exactly. So that's what
you did say Michelle Obama, and that is not going to happen. So I'm feeling really good about that one. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. We'll see. We'll shall see.
Greg,
all right,
Ben. I do want to get your opinion on something, though.
Yeah, what's up?
The I know you've heard the word, the talk going around about there's not going to be an election. Have you discussed this before, and I just don't remember it? About what your opinion is going to be on that?
So who brought that up?
I know Roseanne brought that up a few months ago on Tim Pool, but I heard it from other places. I just don't remember where, about people saying there's just not even going to be an election this year. There's going to be some reason that we don't have an election.
So I brought up,
it's going to be like a Chinese election where, or a South Korean election where, North Korean election, sorry, where everybody votes for Kim Jong-un.
No. Nobody's so my thing is that if there is an election, that's when the cyber attack will happen, because they'll have some sort of excuse to say, hey, whatever you put in can't be like validated. Like, we don't know. Somebody could have changed it. Like, a hacker could have gotten in and changed Dave's vote to, you know, Hillary Clinton or to whoever is running against Trump, right? And they could make this a whole Trump thing. Like, even if Trump wins, they could be like, hey, we had a cyber attack during this election, so we don't know if Trump really won. You know what I mean? Like, we got to go back and count all this stuff. Like, they're going to do what the Republicans wanted to do, but they're actually going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they'll actually, like, investigate what happened. Like, they have the ability to stage cyber attacks.
Yeah, but you honestly think that's going to happen?
I wouldn't doubt it. Like, I think that if they really think that they're going to lose to Trump, they would pull anything out. You know what I mean? Just like the big C, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I was saying. They should have done with the 2020 election, was rig it for Trump and make it look like he cheated.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like when you're, it's all circumstantial evidence, but it's all like, there's a lot of it. You know what I mean? Like the suitcases down in Georgia, the tickers on CNN, when you see like the numbers, but like, I don't know what drives those numbers in the algorithms and shit. So like, that could be a lot of stuff in the background that you don't know what's going on. But the suitcase in Georgia is definitely weird. Like, they just like, they pull out this suitcase out of nowhere. They're looking around like, is anybody seeing this? And then, you know, just like the one-offs where you have people just like clicking through the imaging, like they're verifying it like breakneck speeds. Like, yes, that's fine. Am I done yet? And then The people stuffing the ballots, the boxes and all that stuff that, you know, but other than that, like, we need some hardcore evidence that say, hey, this was a massive convoluted type of event that was organized. You know what I mean? And I just don't know if we had that yet.
Yeah, I agree. Man, it's good chatting with you, though.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you later, dude.
I'll let someone else call in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not like crazy sold on any like that. Like, I just feel like that's always like this worst case scenario. And I feel like with the cyber attack, like, we've had the option to do that for a long time. Right. So like, why wouldn't that have been used in 2016? Why would it not have been used in 2020?
Ah,
you know,
we got Flex calling in.
All right.
Flex, tell us the story, bro.
First of all, The Rock sucks.
Yeah, yes.
Second of all, there won't be a 2024 election. I'll talk about why I think that. And third of all, yeah, man, my fucking neighbor's water main broke two houses down, and all the water just seeped down into the soil and then down behind my basement steps and flooded my entire
Dave has
basement.
Not seen this. Dude, it is so bad. Like, I could not fucking believe that, Flex.
I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I'm 70 days away from closing my house, right? Because I sold my house.
Yeah.
It was 6 to 8 inches of clean water. It wasn't sewer water, but it was with sand. And my tenant got up in the morning to go to the gym at 5 a.m. Nothing. Bone dry outside the apartment. Comes back at 6:30, and the water is like 6 inches above grade. And it's a good thing we didn't open up the basement door. And it's a good thing Chris did go to the gym, because if he woke up with the basement flooding and he went to open that door, it's like the Hoover Dam. It would have just washed everything out. So it looks phenomenal today. Like, this is the first time that the insurance.
Well, Flex,
I've ever seen or talked to.
Did you post the video in the Instagram chat or just the Telegram chats?
Just the Telegram. I'll put it on the Instagram chat.
Okay. Yeah, Dave, dude.
I'll do it in the excuse my French.
Because, like, Flex, I was watching that. Well, dude, I was watching that video, and I was like, okay, this looks bad. And whoever was recording that and opened the door, this is, like, after the water had receded a little bit. They're walking through, you know, and, like, you're going through, like, the laundry and stuff and, like, showing, like, the front room where your couch is and all that. But then he goes into the back room, and it's just, like, ankle-deep water, bro. Like, it's up to his calf, and I'm like, oh, my God. It just gets worse.
Yeah.
Dude, it's always like that. When you sell a house, like, everything that happens is going to happen right before you fucking move, dude. Remember, we sold our house and we got that fucking leak in our basement.
I remember that.
I had to fucking do drywall work.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have any reaction to it that day and all week. Everyone's been like, "Are you okay?" Because you're pretty quiet about this, and I'm just like looking at the for sale sign on my house, going, "What does this mean? Like, is my house still for sale?" Like, I just didn't know what to do, and my friends and neighbors were all just, even you know, Dexter, you know, called me and he's like, "Bro, like, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man. I mean, it wasn't fire. It could have. I don't know how it could have been worse, but I mean." It could have been worse. It could have been sewer water. It could have been, you know, I've heard they said to me, we've seen this is bad, but he goes, it's fixable and it's not that difficult to do. So by the time Monday night came, they already had fans in there. All the water was gone and they've been drying out the fans, the room with the fans. The back bedroom didn't get hit because it's up a level, but all the water went towards the bathroom because my house tilts. And my house is on sand. Like this is the reason why, one of the reasons why, guys, I'm moving from this house. And I was like, I just want a new start other than, you know, just financially, is I live in a 100-year-old home. My home was built in 1915.
Wow.
Old infrastructure in Toronto. The pipe bursted underneath someone's deck, two houses away from me. And we're all connected. So I don't want to ever buy an old home again and be connected to somebody. You know, I'm going to have my own little fifth wheel and that's it. You're not connecting your fucking camper next to mine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Go fuck yourself.
So, Flex, do they have to take up like 3 feet of drywall? Do they have to remove the drywall or are they just not doing that?
No, they had to. So my tenant who's been already like really upset and depressed that he has to move because they want to bring their own mom in here, and Ontario has all these ridiculous rules. So anyways, they bought the place. They don't want the tenant. So he's looking for places, and all of a sudden, you know, he's told, you know, he's not going to be down there ever again. So all the stuff that didn't get damaged is in my living room because I only have a patio chair, TV stand, and a TV and a dining room table left. In a bed. Most of my, they took all the stuff out from the staging. So I said, Chris, just bring your stuff up here. There's probably 20 bins full of stuff. And then the junk guys came today and grabbed all the damaged stuff, like a couch and lamps and stuff. And the guys, while they were doing that, the guys who come to do the cleanup, they've had the fans running all week. They took up the vinyl flooring, the wood flooring, the tile that was underneath. They cut the drywall, Dave, about 2 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll post the video how bad it was. And they're moving fast on it, which is great. Like, they know I have a January 3rd closing, but I have, like, the Desjardins, you know, insurance app on my phone, and it rings and says, hey, cleanup will be done today. Boom, the guys will finish this day.
That's great.
We've got a contract already assigned to you. They told me I wasn't covered under this because it's seepage. And
what?
The guy that came to, and the guy who that the insurance company hires, the company that cleans the stuff, he had his report and said, this is not seepage. This is water coming under the front door of the basement apartment because something, you know, it was pretty bad. You know what? It's not pretty bad. It's disastrous. Like,
yeah, it was next level, bro.
I'm not thinking now about how much I'm missing my house. All, you know, a couple of weeks I've been like, hey, man, there's a lot of good shit that's happened here. I've smoked a lot of weed, watched a lot of wrestling, you know, had a lot of barbecues. And now I'm like, I want out. I'm just like, fuck off. Goodbye. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of done with it. So, but it could have been worse. It wasn't fire. And
well, post those videos so Dave and Chris can see it. But then also, let me know why you think that there's not going to be a 2024 election.
I think is going to happen is all Trump kept posting, you know, and I'm still 50-50 on him and hasn't gone lower or higher, you know, but Trump kept posting, hey, I need one more indictment to win my election.
Yeah.
And I looked at that really weird and said, I think he means the 2020 election. And then it came out where a lot of people were saying he was talking about the 2020 election. because every indictment and every place that he's been indicted in, now he can bring forward evidence. So if they say, hey, man, you're being charged with January 6th rioting. Why did you start it? What's your proof that there was a stolen election? Now Trump can bring it all out.
Mm.
So, which I think that, you know, even the Democrats now are like being like, well, this could be dangerous.
But what about the judges, like, though? Do you trust that a judge will actually look at the evidence and rightfully pursue it?
I'm not sure, but what I think will happen is evidence will come out during the trial. Then if there is a military intervention or a stop on the election to figure out what happened, and during that time, I think that's where more people will start to flip towards Trump, so that when he does run again in maybe 2028, maybe they give him the next election.
Dang, you think he's going to be around that long? He's getting old.
I don't know. People are saying he's president now. I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
Things have gotten so bad everywhere, including here. Now, we've got 2 out of 10 Canadians on food banks, and that's 7 million out of 40 million people on food banks here. That's the highest it's ever been because people can't afford their homes. I have 3 friends right now that are ready to declare bankruptcy or sell the home. You know, like, I wish I sold my house when my house was the last house to sell. There's 6 more houses on my street for sale. So I think I got in just at the right amount of time.
Well, going back to the 2024 election, you're thinking that this is going to be like a 2020 election thing that they still haven't resolved. And so the results will be.
Because then they're going to look at this and go, OK, there's something going on here. They keep saying they have everything. So I personally think this whole game, if you still believe in the white hat, black hat operation, and you think the white hats are in somewhat control, I feel they were waiting for Trump to be indicted to bring in this evidence, which any Democrat lawyer or justice would be like, we can't charge him with this shit, because then we're opening up the fact that he can bring in evidence. And when he kept saying, hey, I need one more indictment to win my election, he's saying not the election, because the means past, my means present, you know, like what he has now or should have now. So I just kind of read it weird as that. And then I saw more and more comments of people saying that. And I think Greg one time when we called in or we were talking, maybe he was on Excuse My French. Greg, you even said you don't think there'd be an election. You said something like there's going to be something. They have to come with something.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lockdown, climate control lockdown. That won't be it. I think it will be some evidence comes forward, and you can't get away from the evidence, and it might start to turn more people around and go, hey, yeah, we don't like Trump. People voted for Biden because they didn't like Trump. They didn't vote for Biden because of his policies.
Yeah. Like what do you think, Dave?
Being on Joe Rogan and shit. Yeah, The Rock can go suck it, man. He endorsed Joe Biden. He endorsed Joe Biden on his Instagram, and he got shit on hard. That's when I stopped with him.
Yeah.
And then he was on Joe Rogan yesterday, and a friend of mine who is now awake is like, you got to listen to it. And he goes, well, he's talking about, he's not really happy about the Democrat Party. It's like, bro, you're a puppet.
Yeah. I mean, The Rock can suck it. But Dave, what do you think about the whole 2024 thing?
I definitely think that, like, there may be some evidence that comes out, especially with the trial. Like, I'm on board with that Trump may have some stuff that he hasn't shared, and that may shift some opinions. And where I differ, I don't know at this point in the game. I can't see a situation where they just hand the keys over again.
Exactly.
So what I see happening is they're going to see that it was fraudulent. Like, this is best case scenario, right? They're going to see that it was fraudulent. They're going to see that there was manipulation done. And they're going to be forced to take measures that they weren't willing to do before, as far as IDs, you know, like voting IDs, maybe regulating the computers, you know what I'm saying, or having a more watchful eye on that stuff. I don't see them just giving Trump, here you go, but, you know. But that could be a situation where they put like an asterisk on the whole situation with Biden and say later evidence has proven that he actually wasn't elected, you know, by the means of democracy. You know what I'm saying? Like it was actually a bad election. But I don't know that they just, I think that would be chaos. And on top of it, I think that would take years to get that, because you'd have to go through the government, judges, all this other shit. And that's not going to happen by the time this new election comes. And they're certainly not, at that point, they certainly wouldn't keep Joe Biden in office while they're trying to do this, right? If he was proven that he got in under, you know, mispractice or malpractice, they're not going to just keep him in longer. So I just don't know how this all works out where they can do this in a significant time frame.
I kind of feel like if it is fraudulent and he's not the president and they don't know if Trump, And they don't have a winner right now. It's just like, can they or should they revoke all the policies Biden's put in place? If he's not a real president, maybe that's one of the decisions they make right away to calm everyone down, open up the gas line, you know, finish the border wall, like, you know, kind of go back to, hey, we have to do what the former administration did, because that's the last time it was constitutional and legal versus this, because Trump is talking about coming in and changing everything, but he has
that would be chaos.
He has to win.
Like that, like absolute chaos. Now I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. Like I understand the principle behind it, that like Biden should have never had the opportunity to make all these changes, but like I don't see how you do that in a manner that doesn't cause absolute chaos, because we still have a good chunk of the country who will not believe that, even with the best evidence in the world. Like, they're just not going to believe it. They hate Trump. There's no way. And so I think, like, for me, the best case scenario would be that people in government, they have to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the government has to go, okay, so the judges proved this wrong. Everything is out now. And I think you'll see real policy going forward to have safer, better ran elections. And that's the best thing that can happen, because if we can get a situation where the elections are, they have integrity again, and we believe them, the Democrats are going to lose a lot. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want that, because they're going to lose.
Yeah, and then like,
and it's treason.
Well, like, the whole election thing about like the whole, you know, the forbidden letter that we can't talk about. They were always saying that, you know, we can't tell you all of the things that are happening, or we can't arrest everybody, because then we wouldn't have a Congress to run the country, right? It's like, not everybody will be punished. Like, some people are given a way out. But it's like, if you're giving somebody an ultimatum, they always have a choice at the end of the day. And if someone comes at them with a better ultimatum, like money, power, whatever, they're going to go in that direction. So it's like, leaving it up to an ultimatum and saying that you can't punish everybody. Like, if somebody broke the law, they should be punished. And if that's everybody, it's fucking everybody.
Yeah, Greg, one thing I'll say to go off the flex, what he was saying about the treason part of it. Again, if they came out and found that it was fraudulent, right, then we could actually pass some laws that could protect the integrity of the elections, make everybody feel better about the whole situation. From that point forward, not only would...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The elections hopefully be better, right, where they weren't making up numbers and shit. But on top of that, over the next couple of years, just like with World War II, you would see trials happening, and it's going to take years for treason, because they're going to find out who had this set up to do this. You know, what Democrats actually proposed this idea, because somebody proposed it. And so when you start seeing bodies hanging, you know, figuratively or not, you're going to see people start to switch. Cause I've always said, like, when you start giving the death penalty, it makes people question about doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? So when you see people dealing with that kind of consequence, maybe that stops them from the future. One second.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's going to get murdered for this. You know what I mean?
I feel that if there is a cleanup, we're not going to see it maybe towards the end of our lifetime. I think it's more for your kids. If there's going to be a cleanup and the world is going to be a better place, it's going to take decades. And it's going to take years and decades, where I think we're trying to save the future now, which are your kids, guys, and Dave's kids, not us. I feel like we're the last generation to really suffer, because if there is a change and it does come, and there will be, good or bad, that's what the battle is about, which side's going to win. You know,
I think maybe I don't know. I've been exploring this idea that, like, we're going through this, like, purposefully. Like, they seem to have funneled us down this road of pain and suffering for a reason.
Yeah.
And they're funneling us towards Trump.
Yeah.
Because it's like, who else are you going to go for? Like, it's either Trump and you get, like, your America back. You get, like, America great again, or you don't have any of that. Yeah. And you just, like, it's like Trump or bust, you know what I mean? And so it's, I question that.
I'll say this real quick. Like, man, just to kind of end it for you on this one. Like, no, I'll say, I actually think you're right. And that's how I feel. I kind of caught the end of it, but I don't think this is for us. Like, I think that this whole thing is going to be for our kids, man. And so, We keep wanting, like, Trump to regain office now. He should have, you know, he's just going to walk right into the office because he was I think that's all, like, this kind of, like, selfish aspect that we have, where we want this stuff for us right now. The end of the day, having the laws changed, having, like, a safe election and a reasonable election is what's going to make the country better for our kids. And that's what we need to be focusing on, is making sure that this never happens again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's sort of where my head's at, meaning it's for the future. You know, I mean, this is centuries of evilness that, if they are being taken down, there's a lot. And like you said, there's going to be court cases and treason cases. And I think some people have made deals. I think The Rock has made a deal now. That's why he's kind of turning on Biden. Maybe Rappaport made a deal. You know, I'm still trying to think, white hat, black hat. Ooh, they're making deals.
I don't know about deal. I think there's the mainstream media, and then there's, like, the left. There's that whole agenda, I think, that's working together, and they will get, like, a calling card to say, hey, it's go time. We got to move against Biden.
Yeah.
We're setting up the next player. You know what I mean?
Or they just are doing what we've talked about and open their eyes, and, like, Rappaport's understanding that, like, he was not completely right about picking Biden over Trump. You know, like, it doesn't have to be a big fucking scheme. It can just be a person realize that they made a stupid mistake, and they still can hate Trump, but they have to understand that he is better at the job.
Yeah, I just, when you have that sway of Hollywood and, like, advertisers and support and stuff, I feel like you're kind of told what to say at certain points. You know what I mean?
I feel like Hollywood tells you that's what it is. There's a idea that like that's how it is. But like, I still believe that these people are free thinking people. They just are in a bubble. And so like when somebody steps out of the bubble for a minute, even if it's not exactly what we think, like I do think that they're like thinking for themselves. I think Rapoport still hates Donald Trump, but he also understands like it's bad.
Maybe. And then I also know that like people get offered money to come out and say they're thinking about something. Like somebody just said that I was offered $1 million to ponder making a movie with X, Y, and Z. Like just to say, I'm thinking about it. I'm in the running of this might happen. I'll give you money to come out and say that. Yeah. So people like see it. You know what I mean? So there are like,
would benefit, like, honestly, like his whole fucking ideology is wrapped around hating Donald Trump. So like what benefit, he loses his fans from this. You understand that, right? Like Rappaport saying that had people piss off at Rappaport. Right. So like, I don't care how much money, if everybody hates you for changing your mind, like what, that's not worth $1 million.
Don't know. Maybe to him it is.
Don't know. Hey man, you give me that right now, I'll talk shit about anybody. You give me 10 grand right now, just 10 grand. And I'll talk shit about anybody.
Yeah. Danielson, just fix my basement.
Talking shit about you, Danielson. Anyways, right, I'm going to let someone else call in, guys. Oh, it was nice talking to you.
All right, dude. Okay. Well, good talking to you. And then hopefully you get your basement all set up. And post those videos so that way Chris and Dave can see that, because it's gnarly.
I'll post some stuff. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly stuff, but, you know, it's getting done.
All right, Flex, okay, brother. Well, keep in touch and we'll see you later.
Better, dude.
All right, guys. All right. Take care.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
I didn't know if it was the kids or you knocking, so I was like, oh.
You're like, get out of here.
No, I got done with my job, and then they're like, hey, we need you to help this guy out. He's behind. So
that's fine.
I had to go do that.
Mm. We're just rolling, dude. We've only had two calls. I mean, Flex and Van, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So, Banielson brought up like something about the 2024 election, right? And then Flex kind of brought in his two cents about like how he doesn't think it's going to happen and all that stuff.
About the election itself isn't going to happen?
Yeah.
And no, then, I think the election itself will happen.
Well, so I just reinstated what I've been saying this whole time, that there's going to be a cyber attack during the election so that way they can delay the results. So I think that that's going to happen, but anything's possible.
I don't think it'll get delayed.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that it's going to go forward like it's supposed to. And I just think that like over this next year, I think we're going to see a lot of information. I think a lot of people, like, it's going to be a little bit of a shock for some people, but I don't know how much it sways. But Trump wasn't that far off in the first place, right? Like, from Biden, regardless of fraud, like, he wasn't far off even with the fraud. So like, it's not going to take a fucking half the country to switch this election anyways, regardless of what people think. So he's in the right trajectory right now to like get the election won. I think most of the polls say that he's going to win this election if it's Joe and him.
Yeah.
So
we said it before, but I feel like there's no way they can win if they stay with Joe.
No. Yeah,
and
that's why.
It's almost getting too late to bring somebody in.
Well, we talked about that. Like Gavin Newsom, Greg was saying that he feels like he'll come in late. And I was saying that I don't know if that's a wise decision. Well, I don't think
he'll come in.
You don't think Gavin?
Newsom?
Because the polls for him in his own state, he dropped like 10% or something.
Well, that's so in his own state, though.
Also looking at California going, yeah, that looks good to me.
I mean, California voted to like remove his ass too. You know what I mean? So that's already not a good look. So it's,
but
what else do you got though?
Yeah, that's kind of what it comes. I mean, listen, they voted for that, but obviously there's still Republicans in California. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, take away any fraud, any of the bullshit, like he still regained over Larry Elder's. And to Greg's point, like, who else do you have? I'm like 150% convinced it's not Michelle Obama, it's not Big Mike. There's zero. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with all the death stuff and the weird shit that happened recently, there's zero reason to believe that she's even trying to put herself out in the front right now. like in the limelight. The Rock has been doing that more than she has.
Yeah. I was going to say, they're looking for people with some kind of.
Yeah, they're putting feelers out, dude.
Public fame, because they need somebody that's going to be popular. That's why they asked the Rock.
I know, but I don't know what the Rock has. I don't know in this election if he has the stuff to do what needs to be done.
It doesn't matter if he has the stuff. He's going to say what they want him to say.
Yeah.
And they just want popularity.
Yeah. At the beginning of this, I was saying like he has the charisma to come out, and that's what they need. They need someone like Donald Trump who can just fucking spout off what they need to say and like be like, not like Trump, but good looking. Like the Rock is going to get the women vote. He's going to get like all this like, oh my God, it's the Rock. I want to see him and all this stuff. And he's going, you know, he's got the phrase down. Like, do you smell what the Rock is cooking for this country? Like, I'm going to sell it big, okay, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the deal, man. The Rock is not a politician, right? So take that as good or bad. Politician, they have no like shame, right? Like they don't care. Chris Christie doesn't care if he gets booed on stage. Like he's going to do his same old spiel. You know, the whole vibe. The Rock, on the other hand, his whole like identity is wrapped around people liking him, right? And like, do you really, like, after watching Trump, and he'd have to admit it as well, do you really want to put him up against Trump in a debate and watch Trump tear him to smithereens?
I will say that there were probably Rock fans who did not like him. And he was like, you know, when he was out in the ring having conversations, doing the melodrama out there with like WWF, I'm sure there were like people be like, boo, I don't like what you said, boo.
That's fake, dude.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's real, yes. Motherfucker.
They set it up to be the bad guy. He expected it. What I'm saying is when you're in real life and Donald Trump's ripping your credentials up and down, because he will, like, that's a very different morale drop. And I don't think that he's ready for that. I don't think. If it was somebody else other than Trump, I think he would run. And I, quite honestly, that's why I don't think he's running right now.
Do you really think they're going to allow Trump to debate anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was saying he was going to come into the third debate. Well, Secret Service was like scoping it out. So people were thinking, is Trump going to show up?
He will. When it comes to the presidential shit, he's going to be the nominee at this point. So like when it comes to actually, now, Biden's probably not going to debate if he's in there. But like if the Rock, Gavin Newsom would go up there and he would do his politician shit and Trump would rip him up and he'd play it cool. And I'm not entirely sure that the Rock could play it cool, because Trump would just tell him, like, what have you done? Like, yes, you're successful in WWE. You've never ran a business. You've never run a country. You've never been in Congress. Like, you don't know how to deal with money. Like, you're stealing money with Obama or Oprah. Like, come on now. You know, like, it's going to be this thing. And I think he's waiting for Trump to not be the guy, and then he'll run. He will run. I think he will in the 2028 or something.
Trump?
I think he might. I think he's put out too much to not.
The Rock?
The Rock.
Yeah. Well, everybody remembers his like SNL skit that was a little too far talking about children. You know what I'm talking about? That was a little too risky. But hey.
But that's, listen, SNL, like, come on. Most people are going to take that as comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Chris looks like he's jerking off right now, by the way. I don't know what he was just pumping right there, but. Oh, damn, bro. Okay.
He's giving me the old reach around over here.
I'm just seeing like this. His face is like stoic.
Shake my
hand. No, it's interesting stuff, man. It's interesting stuff. I don't know that anybody knows what's going to happen, but I won't fall into the whole like talking point of the far, you know, kind of right ideology stuff of like, this is all going to like, I don't know, man,
magically
cyber attacks
happen.
And fucking Trump walk into office. And like, I'm still like, we do have a process. And even if that was the case, it would take years for that kind of stuff to transpire that way. So I just don't see how that fits in with this election, you know?
Yeah. I don't think like the cyber attack is super far right. Like, yeah, it's like
that's pretty loopy, bro. I'm sorry. That's pretty like,
they've had cyber attacks all over the place all year.
Yeah, but you're talking about cyber attacks that are going to shut down an election, like the most fundamental part of America.
Well,
like,
no, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to shut. If there was one, it would shut down an election.
Not the entire one.
I know, but there would be one with enough significance. They say we can't risk it. We have to postpone.
Yeah, look at like the swing states. Like if you had even just one swing state that was massively cyber attacked, they would have to hold up the entire election to recount that state. Right?
Yeah, but you're saying, like, if you're talking about just with, like, postponing or like waiting another week or two, sure.
But I don't even know. I don't even know if it's a week or two. It might like be like, hey, whatever the votes were, how can we say that they are what they are? Like, it just depends on the level of the attack. Like, if the attack can actually, like, yeah, they would have to re-vote it or recast the votes.
I know, but that's not going to like prevent the election. That's what you were saying. Like, there would be a cyber attack that could prevent the election from happening.
Delay.
And like, it would, okay, so like worst case scenario, in my opinion, would be it would be delayed a week or two, like in a certain area. But like, that's not significant. Like, and on top of that, quite honestly, with Trump's numbers right now, like, would they even need that state? So like, if one state has a cyber attack you're talking about, or even a couple for that, if Trump's dominating the rest, even those numbers might not put him over, you know, might not put Joe Biden over anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like, it would have to be a national thing. And I just don't see it, man. Like, I feel like it's getting like a little too far fetched. Like, I think we have a lot of stuff going on right now. And I think like we'll see the evidence when it comes out. But like, I don't think the election is not going to happen.
What if there's a war during this time?
With who?
During the election. So what if Iran, China, and Russia start attacking?
I mean, what if
it's World War II? You know what I mean? Or World War III? Wow. Yeah. Well, no. So like, the meteor stuff is a possibility. I mean, Apophis is still up there, like 2029. But no, like the whole World War II, like the World War III thing, that's something that's actually happening right now that people are worried about. Joe Rogan's even talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a real possibility.
We've had major wars, Greg. We've had elections and major wars. Like, that doesn't just cease. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't just stop everything. Like, in fact, a lot of people argue that the wars helped the sitting president. In this situation, I think our sitting president got us into it. And I think it would be the reverse of it.
Yeah, well, it would be a good excuse for a cyber attack too. You know, like, hey, our enemy is cyber attack.
That's fine.
I could just see so many different ways of it happening. I just to say it's not going to happen, I can't say that. I can't just like shut it down.
Well, I know, but like, just because there's a 0.1% chance that it does doesn't mean that it needs to have a full discussion either. Like, anything can happen. Like, that's obvious. Like, anything can happen. A Bigfoot could rip Joe Biden in half out of nowhere, and all of a sudden we're in a fucking traumatic situation, right? That's not going to happen. Like,
yeah.
Probability,
though.
See,
just saying.
Like, never know.
It could happen. I'm sure that's on some sort of betting website. They have to have that on a betting website.
No, I think like if you just are like level headed and you're looking at it, you're going, Trump's indicted. He's in court. He says he has evidence, and that evidence will or will not come out, and that will or will not sway people. And like, that's all we have. Like, Joe Biden is clearly not good. People on the Democratic Party are clearly switching their opinions about him. And so we can see what's going to happen. We can see that the Democratic Party has a lot to do in the next 6 months, because if they don't, they are literally just cooking themselves right now. So they're going to make major changes. They're going to have Newsom run. They're going to have somebody run.
Yeah, they'll have somebody run. We all agree on that.
But I know, but I just think like when you look at that, like they would want, if it was Gavin Newsom, for example, they want the election to happen. They think that they would have a chance with Gavin Newsom. Like, postponing it doesn't help them either. Like, I know you think it may because they're sitting in office still. But the people are going to revolt like a month. Are you kidding? With all the stuff going on, if they just don't have an election, we're talking fucking civil war at that. I mean, literally, dude. Like, we have never had just a non-election. God, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Ain't happening.
I mean, I feel like people are so controllable. After what I witnessed with COVID, like, everybody is so corrallable. And if they want to turn you into a freaking, like, a zombie with a mask on, they can do that real quick.
Like, I think also COVID is the one thing that made it to where that's not going to be as easy anymore.
Maybe. I hope so, but it's hard to tell. Like, we can't prove that it's not going to happen again. I would like for it to never happen again.
I'm not saying that they wouldn't try. But I just don't think people are going to fall for stupid shit this soon after something like that. I think people have obviously there's some people that are like, still, there's still people that I work with that wear masks, dude.
Yeah.
But I mean, the majority of people, I don't think they would just voluntarily go, yeah, okay, again, that quickly.
Yeah. I mean, because I thought that there was going to be a civil war, like, during the Big C. Like, I thought people were getting ready to be like, fuck this, I'm not going to stay locked down. But, I mean, we saw a lot of people just bend over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just, it was really disheartening.
I agree. But, like, I feel like with COVID, they played the card of health. And they played the card of life or death, right?
Fear.
And, like, you have an illness and you have something that people, which they may have, they should have understood it better after a year. Okay. After everything settled down, but some did not.
Yeah.
That's very different to me than saying you're not allowed to vote this year. We're not having an election. I feel like most people would look at that and say that is our fundamental right to have an election and have a choice. I think you would see a lot of people go ape shit. Like, and as far as like the January 6th shit, like that, it would be cupcakes compared to what happens, especially with the economy and the homes and the interest rates and all the shit that's going on right now. If they just said, sorry, Joe Biden's going to be in office for another year at least, bro, yeah. No fucking way. No way. That would be suicide for them.
Yeah, I don't think suicide. I don't see that happening either. Like, yeah, they're not going to just let him do it. I mean, they would have somebody step in. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They would have to have a neutral party step in. Worse.
If somebody just comes in and just says, hey, we're now in charge, that's going to send people into a panic, bro. Like, who the fuck's this person? We didn't vote for this fucking person. Like, who the fuck are you?
It would be if there was no election, like if something happened, would it end up being the Speaker of the House that has to take over temporarily?
I don't. It just depends.
No.
Like, there's rules and regulations on every little thing that happens. Like, the military could actually, like, run the country.
Because it wouldn't be vice president, because she wouldn't be vice president anymore.
Yeah, but are you talking, like, it'd be, like, a martial law? Because, honestly, that would be scary as fuck.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah.
Martial law is not a fucking good thing.
If you have a bad, if you have a fucking bad guy coming in and taking over.
No, I think martial law is not good. No,
like the deal with elections, I think that's where this whole idea of the military coming in. Martial law is not a good thing. I don't think the military should run anything in this country as far as like a congressional outlook goes. But that is who takes over if there's somebody that needs to take over. Right. Like they have the guns. They have the manpower. They have the frickin'. Hey, shut the fuck up. Let's figure this thing out. Let's control the situation. Here we are. This is what we found out. Here you go. And then they'll give it back to whoever at the appropriate time. Hopefully. God willing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully. If you're gonna say like that you don't trust that people don't let money, power, and all the other things get to their heads, like having the military, like love the military. But I'm just saying, like, what instance in the world have you seen a military take over a nation and have it be a good thing? Like
it depends on who's controlling the military.
But that's the thing. It's like we can assume that they're all good or that we have like everything's good, but
I'm not assuming that at all.
Well, no, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying like we didn't vote for that. And that's always the scary part for me is we didn't vote for them. We don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all know military men, but like we didn't vote for the sergeants and the generals and the fucking, you know, we didn't vote for them.
Yeah.
So like you're trusting them to do the right thing. And we've seen with Trump that some of the high up military has been very corrupt, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, the military had crews go out and put the jib jab into people's arms. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the Department of Defense developed the substance, the juice, the medicine, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But they are the ones who developed it and had the Moderna and Pfizer manufacture it.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you really trust these people?
I just say, yeah, in that situation, I mean, I grew up with my dad who was like very fringy. Like he was on drugs. So he was like speaking a lot of crazy shit for a couple of years there. And he was talking about martial law a lot when I was a kid. And so I have this like internal thing where I'm just like, that's not something that we should want to happen.
Dude, like, it actually, it came up. It was a big thing. There was a massive military exercise when Obama was president. I talked it on one of my Strange Sauna things, but like during that time, it was one of the largest military like things that they have performed in this country. It spanned over like numerous states, but Texas was a big one. And people were speaking up and they're saying like, dude, this is it. Like they are practicing to take us over with our own military and Obama is going to let them do it. And it was a massive thing where like people were just like, what the hell is this crap? And now you have like this Q movement that's making the military a good guy again. Like, let's trust this military like martial law thing. So it's like they had to clean. It was like a cleanup operation. You know what I mean? Like we got to gain the trust of the people again.
Well, I think the military in itself is good. I think we have a badass military. I think that everybody that we know is in the military is like honorable fucking people, right?
Yeah.
But that, again, like when you're talking about the high chain of command people that are sitting at desks and shit, I don't trust them. And I don't believe that if that was the case, even under Obama, that like the military would have just followed through with that. Like, I feel like you're asking soldiers to take out their loved ones and family. That's what you're asking them to do. And I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah. If ever it came to something like that, I think if a military would stand up against it, it would be the American military.
Yeah, and I think that there would be a coup before there would be a fucking insurgency in America. I think they wouldn't take out their leadership. Yeah.
I don't think it would be that blatant and that kind of naive. I feel like it would be a conniving plan to make it look and sound like, hey, military, do this for your family. It's the right thing to do, just like the pushing the substance into the arms. They felt that it was the right thing to do to save lives. So they did it.
Yeah, but when they had that happening, nobody knew anything about it.
Okay. Somebody knew something.
Honestly, and they weren't forcing anybody either.
Dude, I was talking to my buddy Jeff a long time ago, and he was saying, like, bro, the amount of shit that they pump into the soldiers is, like, insane. Yeah. And so getting one more was nothing to them. They're like, dude, we have to get shots for everything, bro. Like, so having another shot like that, that wouldn't have rang a bell to anybody. They were like, all right, yeah, I've already got 50, so fucking whatever, you know? Like, what's one more, right? Yeah. So that was their mentality. Not saying that they didn't later realize that it wasn't a great thing, but they're already getting pumped with shit, dude. All the drugs for going overseas. You know what I'm saying? If you go overseas to somewhere, you have to have all the shit, malaria, fucking everything.
Yeah, if you're going overseas, but like the people staying here, I'm just saying there's like, if you're in the military, it makes sense to get pumped full of that shit if you're going all over the world. If you're an American citizen, you're staying here, you're on the homeland, you're not going anywhere, you're not in that same role. You know what I mean? The requirements aren't the same. Like somebody working at a donut shop is not in the same role as somebody in the military who's going all over the world. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm not talking about the donut shop, bro. I'm just saying that, like, you kept saying that the military was forcing the military.
Not forcing. But yes, they were delivering the jib jab. So I'm just saying, like, people think that the military is going to clean up this whole world, and I don't think that that is necessarily the answer.
No, you know what I mean? No, I agree with you. It's not the answer. I agree. I don't know, man. It's a lot. It's a lot to like try to soak it all in. And like, I understand that, like, because of the situation we're in, it leaves us vulnerable to think of all the shit that's possible. Yeah. But I think that's makes us look crazy, and it drives us crazy to think of all the possibilities. Like, at the end of the day, we're in a trial, we have an election coming up, and I think if you look at it just at a surface level, I think that a lot of good shit can happen from this trial and from this election. And so, like, I don't want to drive myself nuts thinking about every possibility that can happen, because I don't think it's healthy, honestly. I just don't think it's healthy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fun to speculate. I don't like drive myself mad thinking about things at night. But like some of these things where I'm looking at certain conspiracies and I'm looking at other things where it's like what really makes sense now? You know what I mean? Cause like back in the day I was like full blown. This is going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I remember talking with my dad, saying I would put money down. I might even like sell my house that this is what's going to happen. This is the plan, man. This is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? And it's like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean? Like where you get into these situations where you get so clouded with what you really perceive is the truth, what you really perceive is what is reality, what's going on. And it's nowhere near that. You know what I mean? And that's why I like to look at all sides of things now, not just like, okay, yeah, you're right. This has got to be it. This sounds right. This sounds like nice and fluffy. This might be, you know, a stretch here and there. But now it's more like, what is really the whole big picture? You know what I mean? Like taking a 1,000-foot step back and looking at the entire playing field. And I've heard it compared to like, when, you know, like when you look at like the whole like white hat, black hat or white hat, black hat thing, you know what I mean? And it's two sides of the same coin where you have like the NFL, where you have the Eagles versus the Chiefs, two different teams. They both want to win, but they're both playing in the organization of the NFL. They're confined to the rules and the regulations of the game. So it's one of those things where I'm really looking at both sides of it going like, huh, is this all just like to fit one goal for everybody? Or is this really like separated? Like, is Trump really separated from everybody? And is he really trying to do this whole thing that's just really good for the world and really good for us?
Well, I think Trump is. I think Trump's made some mistakes, but I honestly do think that Trump is... I don't think that this past whatever it's been 6 years, you know, whatever 7 years, I don't think this has panned out the way it is because Trump's just part of the same coin. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the reason that we're seeing this is because he's not part of the same coin. So like him, love him, hate him, or even just say like he's made a lot of dumb mistakes and he has.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's part of this whole organization. And I think that's why we're seeing the amount of insanity that goes along with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like easy to say that, in my opinion. That's like really easy to say. I don't want to like go out and just like try to say that X, Y, and Z, because I think people listen and I think they hear it and then some people buy it, dude. You know, I think some people start buying into it, you know, like,
yep.
No, like, you know, I think that Ban and Flex believe that the election's going to be that way that they talked about earlier. I don't know. I mean, maybe, but my heart and everything in me says that, no, dude, come on. Like, that's not going to be the case, bro. You know what I mean? And so maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I am wrong, but I would be more happy to bet on my side, you know, than to bet that we're going to see total chaos, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I feel like something is going to, it's going to be like a deus ex machina, like where at the last moment, something will happen. It's just they do it all the time. They do it like with the government shutdown. The 11th hour, we finally made the vote. We're not shutting the government down. We have the funds. We're going to like continue running and all this stuff. They do it all the time. I feel like something like that is not out of the ordinary. And it might happen with the elections too, but you never know. That's kind of like what the October surprise is. That's what happened with Trump. Trump kind of came in at the last moment. It was like a miraculous victory on election night in 2016. No one expected him to win. He was kind of like this, like at the last moment, boom, something big happened. He won Florida. He won this. Oh my God. You know? So I could see something like that.
I don't think that was a surprise. I don't think that's a surprise. I think that most people thought he was going to win. Like, I was pretty sure that he was going to win. Like,
well, I think the public and what the government and media,
the polls
are different.
Yeah.
If you're talking about surprise from a government level, like maybe, but quite honestly, I think that they knew that they were going to fucking possibly lose that election. And they certainly aren't going to tell their supporters that they're losing the election.
Yeah, I don't.
But like, come on, man. You could just see it in his rallies. You could see it in like the way people were talking.
Dude, that's the way I thought about 2022. You know what I mean? And then look what happened. Like, I felt more confident in 2020 about Trump than I did in 2016. And then I was just like, okay, something's going on here.
Yeah, we all know they had to fucking cheat their fucking asses off to make that happen.
Well,
I mean, just look, was it like the mayoral race in fucking one of those East Coast states. They're redoing it because they're so much, they found so much fraud that now they're redoing the election for that.
Yeah. I hope that, you know, because in the beginning where you missed the conversation, Chris, is we were talking about Trump and the trials and showing the evidence and all this stuff. And hopefully that happens because and if it does happen, hopefully there's a judge that will listen to it and foresee all of these, you know, punishments and whatever needs to be done to correct the issue. Hopefully, like, we can resolve this. But
I hope that it gets televised.
Well, that's my whole thing is like, who is going to be the judge that does this? Because are they going to put their own life at risk, their family's life at risk? Like, everything is at risk if you are the judge that goes through with this. So I just don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, the court case has to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
They can't say, it's too risky, we're not doing it.
No, but he's saying they might side in the favor of not dealing with the drama.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw that, like, all the charges against Biden were dropped with the whole document case. I mean, that's just, like, one of many examples that we've already seen that the judicial system is corrupt. So I don't have faith in that.
Yeah, but when, like, are you saying that, like, a judge is just gonna ignore evidence?
No, but I think that there will be a moment in time where he'll have to make a decision either on precedence or on the evidence at hand. And if the evidence is not 100%, and if he has to just go, I could go either way on this, you know, like in football, they kind of do that, right? I feel like he'll be heavily weighted towards not doing it.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, I don't want to, like, you know,
I mean, I think, like, maybe, like, I don't know how the whole thing works, but I guess what it comes down to is even if there's evidence and people see the evidence regardless of the judge, you know what I'm saying, like, what does the government do, what does Congress do,
exactly,
what does the Supreme Court do? The Supreme Court are more than happy to, like, judge on, like, extremely difficult situations.
Yeah,
and if it has to get to that point, then so be it. But that was my point, was that it's going to take a long time to get to that point. And again, that goes back to, like, we're trying to fix this for our kids. Like, we're already fucked. We've been fucked the past couple of years with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
We'd like to see some changes happen. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that gets corrected so that our kids aren't dealing with the same bullshit, you know?
For so.
They're not far off from voting.
I don't think it'll take that long.
No, but I just think, like, getting it set up to where it's foolproof now in the next couple years, so that going forward it's you can trust it again.
I get you. Right on, dudes. Well, hey, I have to get upstairs because it's been about 15 minutes that my two children are left alone up there and I have no idea what's going on. So I'm assuming that they're just on their Kindles, but I don't know.
Hey, little disappointed, guys. I'm a little disappointed. Two calls?
Yeah, we only got
not okay.
Two
fucking
calls.
Not okay. Not okay.
Sorry I was late, guys.
You guys have a good weekend. Everybody enjoy yourselves this weekend. Have fun. And we will be back on Monday.
Absolutely. God bless you all. Good seeing you, Chris. Good seeing you, Dave. All right. Until next time, everybody. Sayonara. There we go. Stroke it, baby.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.